Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, and welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio, where you know it's all about empowering you to redesign your life in order to achieve your personal and professional goals. Hi, I'm Nayshawn Turner, the president of Uniquely Designed Coaching, and again, I'm so excited that you decided to join me on today's show, where I'm going to be talking about what's in your hand, maximizing your potential. But before we get started, I just want to let you know that you can connect with us on my website at uniquelydesigncoaching.com. That's www.uniquelydesigncoaching.com, or on my Facebook page. All you have to do is just type in Nayshawn Turner - Uniquely Designed Coaching, or of course you can hit me up on Twitter, which is the @ Nayshawn _ Turner. Now, how many of you have ever felt like that you were meant to do something great? I mean, something that is bigger than life. I believe all of us have been placed on the planet to do something great, something that nobody else can do but you. We all have a special assignment that was given to us to do on the planet that is radically different than what has ever been done or seen before. The reason why? It's never been done or seen before because you have never done it. So whatever your assignment is, whatever you've been placed on the earth to do, it is your time and it is your season to get busy doing it. I know that whatever it is, it may seem scary. I mean, your assignment may seem really huge, but don't let fear keep you from doing what you were put on the earth to do. The reality is you've already been equipped for the assignment. That's right. What you need is staring you right in your face. As a matter of fact, it's right in your hand. Yes, you know what? Many of us would be surprised to discover that everything that you need to take your life to the next level is really already in your hand. Today, I just want to talk to you about what's in your hand and to share the 7 principles to maximizing your potential by using what's in your hands. And as though I'm about to do this show, thought about the story of Moses from the Bible. And, you know, things can seem a little interesting as you go more into the story. And so I just want to share some principles that I got from the story about Moses. Let me tell you about principle number one. Principle number one is to know your assignment. You know, Moses discovered what his assignment was. He found out that he was chosen to be the deliverer to the people of Israel by God, and that it was his responsibility to get those people across the Red Sea to the Promised Land. Before we can know what's in our hand, it's important for us to know our why. Why? In order to maximize our potential. In other words, what is your purpose regarding why you're here? What were you created for? When you understand why you are here, you will understand what you need to do the assignment that is stored on the inside of you. Principle number two is to identify what's in your hand. Many of you would admit that Moses' assignment was a huge task to accomplish. So to ask for a little help from God, to me, didn't seem so far-fetched. But here's how God helped Moses. He helped him to realize that what he was already asking him for or what he was looking for was already in his hand all along. See, Moses didn't realize that what he had in his hand was more than just a staff or a rod or a stick. It was the power that was in the staff that will take him to the Promised Land to fulfill his destiny. So what's in your hands? What kind of gifts, talents, and resources are in your hand? What type of opportunities, skills, geniuses, abilities, endowments that you have within you? Who do you know? And what kind of power of influence do you have to draw others to assist you with what's in your hand? What nations are you to touch, and what legacies are you to leave behind? I just want you to think about that. I want you to think about what's in your hand. Have you looked in your hands lately? Principle number three is to release it. God told Moses to release the staff that was in his hand. To release what's in your hands requires you to begin to step out on what you know to do. You know, many of us want a blueprint. We want to see everything laid out before us before we make any step. But I'm here to tell you that as you begin to let go and trust that what you have to offer the world is enough and that it will change and transform it, then you will have begun to maximize your potential. When Moses released the staff, it morphed into something else. What was that something else? Of course, it was a snake. But until you are willing to let go of what has been deposited within you, you will never experience the fullness of all that you were meant to be, and you will never have the impact that you were destined to make. Principle number four, don't be afraid of it. You know, when the staff turned into a snake, Moses became afraid, and he ran from it. Let me tell you something. Anytime you have something great to do, fear will show up to stop you. Fear is always the enemy of our faith, and we have to, in order for us to do the possible, by causing us to believe that it's impossible. Fear will set up a board meeting with you and tell you all the reasons why it cannot be done. You know the fear I'm talking about, whether it's financial fears, fear of failure, fear of looking foolish, fear of lack of support, fear that you're not smart enough to pull this off, or maybe the fear of success and your ability to handle it. Maybe some of you are experiencing that fear right now. Whatever the fear is, call to dismiss that board meeting of fear. Principle number five, follow directions for how you are to use what's in your hand. When God told Moses to pick back up the staff, he told him to pick it up by the tail and not the head. It's essential that we all learn about what's in our hand and how to use it properly so that we can maximize our potentials wisely and effectively. You do this by knowing the who, what, when, where, and how. The who is are the people that you are to release your potential into their lives and to help them, to bless them, to encourage them. Your what is your gift and the benefit that will come out of that. The when is timing. I mean, timing is everything. It is essential to operate at the right timing. You can go before it or you can go after it and miss out on the opportunity. So the when is timing. Where is the place? Where are you to release what's in your hand? And then how is really the results that you're going to get from releasing what's in your hand. How do you do this? Well, study others who have gone before you to learn more about how to release what's in your hand and follow that directions. Read, attend trainings and conferences. Get a mentor, whatever you need to do. But also don't forget to pray and ask God, since he is the one who gave it to you in the first place. Principle number six is to share with others. Share with others who you are and what value you can add to their lives. What Moses did was not just for him, but it was for others. It wasn't just for him to go into the promised land. It's for everybody to come into their promised land, to maximize their potential. So, in other words, it's about you being more other conscious or more other centered on when you are using what's in your hands to maximize your moments and the moments of others. Let others in on what you're doing so that they can partner with you and help you make a difference. The last principle, principle number seven, do it now. Moses took action and moved forward after realizing just how prepared he really was. When you decide to do it now, you get a chance to watch the miracles happen. Many are waiting to cross over to the other side to meet up with their destiny so that they can continue to pay it forward. for what's in their hands to do. So it's all about doing it now. Let's not wait. This is the year, 2014, to make it all happen. So remember, if you really want to maximize your potential, you need to, number one, know what your assignment is. Number two, identify what's in your hand. Number three, release what's in your hands. Number four, don't be afraid of it, but release it and go forth. Number five, follow the directions on how to use what's in your hand. Number six, share it with others. And number seven, do it now. Well, if any of these seven principles were helpful in empowering you to maximize your potential by using what's in your hands, please let me know. Come on, you guys. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at nturner@uniquelydesignedcoaching.com, or you can message me on Facebook. Hey, I just want to give a quick announcement about an awesome event that's about to take place right here in Okinawa, Japan. It is the Total Empowered Woman Conference that is coming on March 22nd of this year. I'm telling you, it is a conference you don't want to miss. So if you've been waiting to exhale, this is the conference that is the oxygen for you to breathe. I mean, we're going to have something for every woman in the house. We're going to be talking about things such as work balance, and we're going to be talking about relationships and marriage and parenting and fitness and nutrition and entrepreneurship and transition and, ooh, I tell you, we're going to talk about a lot of good stuff. So, and we're going to also have some dynamic speakers and powerful workshops that is going to change your life. So if you want more information, stay tuned to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio, or for updates, you can go on my website at www.uniquelydesignedcoaching.com, or, of course, you can hit me up on my Facebook page, because you know it's time to say yes to your life. Hey, I just want to thank you guys again for tuning in to my show today, and I hope that you will tune in again to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio to be empowered to uniquely design your life.